You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show.
I have no time for drama.
No time for drama.
I feel the same way this week. I have no time for nothing.
Gotta get right to it.
When times get tough, you learn who your real friends are.
Yeah, who are they, Teresa? We still need to know. We're still trying to figure that out.
All right, guys, if you're tuning in right now, this is the After Buzz After Show for the Real Housewives of New Jersey. I've just been instructed to move over a little bit. Okay, hope that's better. And this is part one of a very, very great reunion special. Part two is going to be next week, so we're going to make sure we get everything covered between today and next Sunday. So let's just jump right into it. It's me and Grant today, you guys. I'm your host, Deanna Vaughn. You can tweet me live, and I will try and answer and talk at the same time. But you can tweet me live at It's Me, Deanna V. And Grant, where can they find you?
You can tweet me as well at Grant Michael R.
All right, so let's dig into this hour and a half reunion special.
Super size.
Yes, super size. All right, so Let's start off with the obvious things. So all the ladies are there. They're in New Jersey. They're wearing their Sunday best. And
they all looked good.
They look really good, right?
I will give them all credit, except Jacqueline seems to be aging backwards. And it's not always a good thing.
Okay, well, I wasn't going to go there, Grant, but I was going to bring it up. She looks really different. And she has admittedly, you know, Andy asked her how many surgeries she's had. And she, you know, she copped to it, which I liked. Because I think most women, when asked that question, they kind of want to, you know, hide behind any kind of work that they've had done. But she was very upfront about it. I guess she had to be.
It's all online anyway. If most of the surgeries you've received were on camera, there's not too much to hide, you know?
This is true.
So,
yeah, she got a tummy tuck. She got her chin done.
Her breast implants previous
breast
to the
implants,
show, yeah.
And then she also admitted to some fun stuff in her face, fillers and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, she did look a little different.
Yeah.
But I think all in all, the ladies looked good.
Yes.
All right, so let's get started on the actual reunion. So, Teresa, okay, obviously this whole season has been about the battle between Teresa and her brother and Melissa. And this reunion, you know, it just gets right into it. Let's start off with that. So she doesn't waste any time when it comes to, you know, making some undercover comments, as we know Teresa likes to do. I don't know. Andy asked, had Caroline changed? Because, well, let me back up for a second. It seemed to me in this reunion, they made a lot of references to last season's reunion. Did that kind of bother you, or did it make sense? Like, what do you think about that?
Well, given how little content there was from that, there was not a lot of ground cover. There's not a lot to, cover. I'm sorry. There just isn't. Everything that happened in the last reunion was really the most juicy time of this show.
It really was.
And so this last season, it had its moments, but that was really where things just, like, blew up. And then this last season was trying to put things back together again, so it wasn't as violent, I guess, as aggressive as the other seasons were. So, yeah, I'm not too surprised. And I like when they look back on stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I like when they show, like, those, like, muted colored flashbacks because that's they really are – they're good. They put those in at the right points, and that really brings out people sometimes their hypocrisy or someone's point. So,
Well, I brought that up because, you know, the referencing of last season's reunion special, because Andy asked the comment early on, Caroline last season, she said that she didn't like the person that she was. So Andy threw it out there. Hey, you know, Teresa, do you think Caroline has changed? And that's when we get the backhanded comment from Teresa about Caroline's age. Yeah. Well, when you're that age, you know.
You can be on television and still learn about yourself. It was supposed to be a comment about learning, about being able to reveal things about yourself by watching yourself. And it went out the wrong way. And, I mean, how many times can she continue to play stupid with these comments?
Oh, my! I think that's Teresa's MO, you know, that she just doesn't get it. It flies over her head. But did you see the reaction on Caroline's face? She looked like she was ready to flip a couch on Teresa. You know, like her face. I feel like this special tonight, Caroline, you could just look at her face for her emotions, and it was just so telling. But her response to that, like, she didn't even need to say anything. Her response was her face, and I loved it.
I'm glad she's still giving these reactions, because honestly, at this point, what is this, 5 seasons? At the end of it, I mean, you think she'd just be like not, like, it doesn't even faze her anymore, but it still gets under her skin.
It does get under her skin. Yeah. But, like, now we've all heard, just, you know, with rumors and gossip and things that we've actually talked about on the show, that Caroline, this is her last season on The Housewives of New Jersey. So do you think because of that, she's just like, hell, screw it. I'm just going to say whatever I want to say.
Like,
this is it.
Exactly. She's kind of got that, like, senioritis. Like, she's just,
let's
finish this up. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that could be a reason why she's just so quick to just let it all out?
She's always been a straight shooter, and that's what I liked about her. Mm-hmm. So I expect no less from her. So, you know, if she's going to go out, she's going to
go out with a bang.
Yeah, she's going to go out as 100% her. And I believe that she's just maintaining how she's always been. Maybe season one, she's a little bit more guarded and, that first season, that freshman moment where they have to keep everything, you know, who they really are. But now, you know, we've seen it enough. I'm not surprised.
Well, continuing on the Caroline train, let's stay on the train. So remember the whole cheating thing, Albert cheating.
We talked about this in News and Gossip, that it was an alleged rumor that maybe the whole time they were married, not everyone was faithful, meaning more like Al. And this really wasn't really addressed in the show as it was in tonight's episode. So go ahead.
Well, I want to get your opinion, because basically Caroline puts it out there that, hey, you know what? I've been married to this man for 30 years, and it's foolish of me to think that, you know, he might not have ever thought about cheating, or he might not have ever done it, you know? And that's kind of, she was putting a little bit more reason behind her comments. And I actually applaud her for it, because just like you said, you know, she's a straight shooter. She tells it like it is. And I liked how she formed it all up. She wrapped it up in a bow. Whereas, you know, Andy brought it back to Melissa. Melissa said, no, if he cheats, whatever. What do you think about that? Like, just putting it out there and then in the way that she did it.
Well, she's smart, because if she puts it that way, you can't have all these blogs and all these rumors talking about the unfaithful marriage and how someone had so many mistresses and there was a baby mama. Like, she mentioned that.
Yeah.
And so she kind of like almost took all the air out of the balloons of like, you know, that would sound the alarm. Like, she really just kind of like ended it.
Yeah.
You know, she brought it all up. Whatever rumors could come from it were refuted on the spot. And so that's the smartest way to do it. And I'm glad that they played all that out and they didn't cut back any of that stuff, because that's probably the most important part of the reunion to her, is to be able, if she's done and she's not going to have a voice really to refute anything,
that's a good point.
At least she had that moment. And so, yeah.
I love how she owned that, you know. I like that she just really owned it. And to your point, if this is her going out with a bang, this is her opportunity to just put it all out there. I like that she owned it. Now, it's interesting, when Andy brought the question back to Teresa saying, you know, do you think that Joe has ever cheated on you? You know, just body language alone.
I was just going to say
said
that.
Said so much. No, go ahead.
I love watching the body language on her. Whenever they call her out about something that everybody around her knows is true, or there's something behind it. And she will continue to always make up a lie about it. And it's always interesting to see how she is such a damn good liar. She doesn't flinch. She really doesn't. She maintained that same position that she always does, with her head up high and lie as she always does.
Well, but that's my thing about Teresa. Who does she think she's fooling? Because
nobody.
Obviously, last season, cheating rumors were all over the place, especially, you know, the very last couple episodes of the season where, you know, we see Joe on camera talking to somebody and all that kind of stuff, you know? Right. So I thought it was really interesting when that cheating question came back to her, how, you know, she just denied deny, deny, deny. And, but yet it was all over her face.
And this is a woman who's been on the cover of People magazine more than once with her children and a random dog they had in one of them, talking about how, like, you know, is it really over between Teresa and Joe, and what would force the divorce? And, I mean, so she's feeding into all of this. She's posing for these pictures. She has to know that these questions are out there, and if there's smoke, there's fire. And these publications, of course, they're gonna, you know, stretch the truth, but you don't see that about Jacqueline and Chris. You don't see Jacqueline on the cover talking about losing her marriage.
It was really interesting, and I'm glad the whole cheating thing has come up, because obviously that's been a huge, you know, bone of contention for this season. You know, just the whole rumors about Melissa cheating. So I'm glad it was brought up. And when it goes back in Teresa's court, you know, she's just very, I don't know, she's very mum about it. And I didn't like the way she handled it. I would have liked to have seen a little bit more honesty. But
yeah, well, you know, she's not gonna crack with the honesty. I feel like with her, if she breaks even a little bit, it's like one little crack in an egg, and then it's just gonna go all. She's just gonna be totally revealed.
All over the place.
So she has to just hold everything in a perfect little case.
Yeah.
Because she can't allow it.
Although we have to give her some credit, because last episode, so last week, that was one of the first times where we saw her break down and was just like, "Hey, I did something wrong. I'm sorry. I love you." You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I know. But unfortunately, what she thought she did wrong really wasn't at the root of too much. Like, she didn't really say what she was wrong for. She was just like, tonight's reunion, she was like, "I'm sorry for everything," but nothing connected to the rumors about, you know, or surrounding Penny and Jen. What's her name?
Jan.
Jan, yeah. So she didn't really, like, she did apologize, but, like, for what? Surrounding what?
Well, that's a good point, and not to, you know, go back to last episode, but I think in her own way, and even her brother said that, in Teresa's own way, she apologized. I don't think she brought up, like, from a viewer perspective, she didn't say, "I did this, I did this, I did that. I'm apologizing." She just kind of did a blanket apology, knowing what she was apologizing for without really admitting to it.
If I'm going to accept someone's apology, though, I want to know what they're apologizing for, because I might think it's one thing, and then that's a total unresolved issue in the other person's mind. So,
right.
But I guess you got to take what you can get from her.
Take what you can get. Take what you can get. And before we go any further into this juicy reunion special, I want to remind you guys, be sure to make your comments on YouTube and iTunes. You can download the show for absolutely free. We love your comments. We give shout outs. We take your suggestions. And you guys have been amazing this whole season. So it's not too late to keep it coming. So make sure you rate us a 5 and keep your comments, especially for today and next week's episode, because we're rounding out the season.
The comments really have been great this season. I've enjoyed
reading
all of them.
Yeah, they're amazing. So, I mean, there's so much, like, back and forth, and people are having conversations, and people are just engaged, and people are really into it.
And that's the point.
That's the whole point.
Yeah,
I think it's awesome.
Great.
I think it's awesome. All right. So on to, do we really think that Teresa and Melissa are more opposite than, or more alike than opposite? Sorry.
Well, I've said more than once on with the show that, I believe they are the same person. I can see why Melissa would be offended by that.
Yeah.
But it goes beyond different lines and different dialogue that they would say, comments that were similar. I really do believe that they just cancel each other out. They're so much of the same person. I've seen this with my own friends growing up. Mm-hmm. Certain people just want the same thing, and once they find that equal to them, and they're not going to get what they want from that person because they want the same thing. It's just they cancel each other out, and they never get along, or they don't speak, or they're just divided. And so that's, I think, that's the same thing with these two.
What I found so funny is that Melissa was just like, no way, we're not alike, you know, we fight all the time. And I'm like, exactly, that's why you guys fight so much and you butt heads, because you're so much of the same person, you know, that, like, you can't see any other way. So I thought it was really interesting that Caroline was, I mean, I feel like she was, you know, the mama of this reunion special, as usual. But, you know, Caroline was the one who threw that out there. You guys are the same person, you know, and they just don't see it. And I'm starting to get on that bandwagon. I think they are the same person.
If Caroline does make her departure, it's going to be an interesting element lost to the show. Yeah, well, with her being that figure
that
of
matriarch, kind of
like the final word, like, she's such a straight shooter and through all this BS. And I don't see that with the others.
So you don't see any other housewife taking over that role that she held?
Certainly not who's available, no.
Interesting. So you think it'd have to be a completely new cast member that's going to fulfill that role?
Right. No one currently on would be able to carry that. I mean, I didn't hear two words from Kathy all night. I didn't even know she was on the edge of the couch.
That's very true. We didn't hear a lot from her at all.
You know, and Jacqueline, she's usually stuck in the middle. Mm-hmm. And then Melissa's certainly not going to be taking on any motherly, matriarchal roles.
All right. So let's talk about Melissa and her book, because that comes up. So we all know, and these two, they were throwing digs back and forth at each other. So basically, is a cookbook really more than a book than a quote-unquote autobiography? Because these two were going back and forth about that and their digs. You know, basically, Teresa making the dig that, you know, I write too. I write about my family. These two are always at each other's throats, you know. Back to the whole, they're the same person, you know what I mean? But do you think that Melissa owed it to Teresa to let them know about her father? You know, the fact that her father, you know, wasn't perfect. He was a cheater. Like, do you think that was her business to keep, you know, with her
You have to have a certain relationship with somebody. You have to have, in this case, a relationship with this person for them to tell you anything.
Yeah.
And so it really just not, it's a moot point. I mean, there's no way when was Melissa going to tell Teresa this?
Well,
like in between all the rumors that were out there. I mean, of course, when she first meets her, she's not going to reveal this information either.
Right, right.
Back in my mind, I thought that stuff was just kind of known.
Well, I can see both sides. I can understand why, given where Melissa and Teresa were in their relationship with each other, because they weren't in a good place, I can understand why she wouldn't reveal things like that about her family to Teresa. But on the same token, I can get where Teresa's like, well, hell, the first time I heard about your father was when the rest of the world heard about it. I thought we were family. So I get both sides of it. I really do. I don't know.
So you don't think Teresa had any indication on, I mean, she mentioned she knew that, you know, she always talked well about her father. She always talked him up. And that was really it. That was revealed. So you don't think she knew anything, huh?
It doesn't seem like it. Just from her reaction on this reunion special, her reaction was, I had no idea until it came out on TV that this was, you know, what happened in your family with your father. And Melissa didn't really say anything to refute that. So I have to believe that that's what the truth was, that she had no idea. So I don't know.
I see that as well.
You know, I get both sides. I can understand how Melissa wouldn't want to say anything, especially if they're not in a good place. But at the same time, like, this is your family. Why is it the first time that they're hearing about something so personal, you know, that you decided to put in a book for the world to know? Why are they just finding out on TV?
I'm surprised that Teresa really cares, to be honest.
I don't know if it's a matter of her caring. I just think it goes back to, we're family, and shouldn't we know these things before a stranger knows it? So
I don't know if she'd bring it up if she really I don't know why she cares. Apparently she really does. I just find it weird that she has such a problem with it, because like, she seems to just not even really think about Melissa. Melissa is her brother's wife, and that's it.
Yeah.
And so I don't really see why she would have to even make a comment about that, unless if it's just to keep stirring the pot.
Really?
Yeah,
see, I don't know. I think that would bother me, though. If I were in that situation and, you know, my sister-in-law, like, wrote something very personal in her book, and if you put it in a book, you obviously want everybody to know about it. And then I'm the last to know and I'm your sister-in-law, that would hurt my feelings.
But they have to have a relationship to be able to do that. Because there's no trust in that relationship.
Agreed.
I mean, you know, like I said, that's her brother's wife. So I don't know. I don't see when those two would ever sit down and she'd tell her that. That's like coffee table talk, like girlfriends, or like, if you, like, some people are very close. Their sister-in-laws and families are very, very tight.
Yeah.
Friends. So it could be. I don't know. I don't know about that one.
All right. So let's get to Melissa. So... Oh, this is before Dr. V. This is long before Dr. V. So, all right, let's talk about Melissa and when she approached Jan about, you know, the whole rumor thing about the cheating. So, flashback. Do you really think that Melissa did have an opportunity to shut Jan down about the whole cheating rumors, or, you know, was she, like, just handling it the way that she did?
I think it was fine the way she did it. I really do. I think she knew that Jen wanted camera time and she wasn't going to give it to her.
I don't know. There is a part of me that felt like, you know, just in the flashback, and I'm glad that whoever asked that question, you know, when Andy posted, I'm glad it was asked, because in the flashback it did kind of seem like, okay, you could have said more, but maybe you were afraid of what was going to come back. Mm-hmm. You know? I don't know. That's just me. Moving on. So, once again, Teresa always seems to find herself in coincidental situations. So she was talking about how she went out and guess who popped up? It was Jan, you know? So what is it?
The appearances together.
Exactly. And she was like, oh, well, we did appearances together. And you notice how Teresa's voice gets really high?
Yes. It gives me a headache. Yes, I do. I know. Yes.
It does. Her voice gets really high and squeaky. And I almost feel like that's her truth. The truth is coming out. Well, not the truth, but like she knows that she's lying or she's telling a fib, because her voice just goes way pitch high. Yeah,
it's almost like it's subconscious. It's almost like, I gotta cover this up with a huge distraction real quick.
So I'm gonna make my voice go like this.
Reel it in. We can see the true colors. I can see through.
And let's talk about Dina. So Dina hasn't been part of this cast for, what, 2 seasons, I want to say? Two or three seasons?
She was on the first two, so yeah, it's been the past three.
It's been the past three.
She did make an appearance last season,
very quickly. True, but she pops up, you know, in conversation a lot. What's your take on that?
Well, there's different rumors out there. We can get into that she'll be, returning, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't really enjoy her as a housewife then, so I don't know about that. Dina, with her history, don't forget, she's got, you know, she's Chris's sister and then Caroline's sister.
Right.
So she's still very much a part of the fabric of this show for as long as, like, the Manzos are around and Loretta's.
Right.
So I think it's good that they bring her up. I mean, she's there, but she's not there. And it's all, she's kind of like has a presence almost like online, like outside of the show, because we don't really see her, but she's like, she's on Twitter and Teresa has her outside relationship with her. So it's almost like an outside, I don't know what I'm saying here. It's like an outside relationship that we don't really see, but we all kind of know what's going
on.
We all know what's going on. You know, we know who she doesn't talk to, and we all like know her from the first 2 seasons.
Right.
So it's kind of like, it's a weird relationship. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about her.
I just think for a person who hasn't been a cast member on this show for the past 3 years, she comes up so often.
See, I feel like she comes up just about as much as Danielle has.
I think she comes up more than Danielle.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I mean,
feel the opposite.
Danielle, she does come up, but I just feel like people, and obviously we know why, just because Caroline and Dina have their beef and Teresa, but I feel like they like using Dina as a pawn to really stick it to Caroline.
See, I feel that they use Danielle as a pawn from the past.
Okay.
I feel that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Makes sense. It's all right. All right, now let's get to the real juice. So was Teresa, like, what was she smoking when she looked at Melissa and asked her if she's ever said anything bad about her? What the hell?
I'm so glad they held that moment, because we were having that moment watching that.
Yeah. What is she, like, I feel like she is just in a completely different, like, zone, planet, whatever. And her reality is just not everybody else's reality. Like, what the hell?
No, I mean, she really did say that with a straight face. And there she was again with that, you know, straight back, holding her position, like, keeping that cover at all times. And, I mean, like, I can't believe nobody, like, made a noise or, like, there wasn't a greater reaction. I mean, I was waiting just to hear, like, a big loud thump and just to see, like, Caroline, like, on the floor, like, I give up, take me now. Because I was just shocked that did not get anything. Andy, like, rolled his eyes, right?
Yeah, he did. Well, here's another thing I don't think Teresa has grasped at this point. She doesn't understand that even when she's in the company of other people that are shit-talking her sister-in-law, her silence is also talking shit about her. You know what I mean? And I don't think she's gotten that yet.
Well, even Rosie called it out. She's like, you should have just told them off and said, get out of here. You're no longer part of anything that I'm doing.
Right. But somehow Teresa doesn't understand. So even if I keep my mouth shut, but if I'm around other people who are talking smack about my family, that's still guilt by association. And that still means that she's talking about her because she's not removing herself from the situation.
Why doesn't she understand that? She's not a kid. Without playing the age card, but she, you know, she's not a kid. This is not her first year on reality TV. It's not her first time being caught in a bad situation.
Not her first time at the rodeo. Yeah.
So why doesn't she learn anything about this? Why doesn't she know? She should know better.
Dear God. I mean, I'd like to think that maybe now, like, since they've been brought up on these indictments, that that's, you know, where the real focus has been and her mind is somewhere else. And at least with this reunion, she can use that as an excuse.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? But
she was really, at the beginning of this reunion, she was really subdued and almost seemed like she was like a little like declawed for like the first like seven minutes. And yeah. then she just got down dirty and then yeah. it went on from there. But I thought we were going to have a kind of a boring one in the beginning.
Well, I mean, I don't know. And then also, it makes me wonder that Watch What Happens Live, the one that we saw with the sit-down between Teresa and Joe, the one-on-one, where they were, you know, really talking about the indictment and everything that happened. I want to know time-wise when that was done versus the reunion. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
it seemed to me like it was done post-reunion, just some of the questions that were asked, because in the preview for the next episode, it was like, oh, would you let your kids stay with them? And that was addressed on the one-on-one that Joe had his sister that was going to take the kids if that was ever an issue. So yeah. I don't know. That was kind of a double question, and it seemed that it was already answered to me.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, okay. We still have a lot of ground to cover for this reunion, but we are running out of time. Mm-hmm. So we are going to make sure that we cover the rest of this reunion, which is oh so juicy, because we still have to get to the husbands coming on. We have to get to Dr. V. But we're going to cover all that next week, and we're going to have a full house here in the studio. So we'll get some more opinions in here. And for now, let's see here. We got a little news and gossip, Grant.
Let's do it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So last week we saw that this fight go down, but we really didn't see the actual fight itself. And so I did a little research here, and apparently there were charges that were someone was hit with charges. I thought it was Chris.
Okay.
I read something that Chris was getting really heated, and that they were apparently
brought up on charges for something. But yeah, keep going.
Yeah, so that's what I thought. And I thought that they cut away and that fight between Joe and John was just like made up to take the place of this other fight.
I thought
that was how it was. But I have some interesting information, and maybe we can read between the lines. It said the big fight that happened in March gave producers good material, but they were scrambling to have it make sense with the relationships with all of the people. And then it goes on to say it was hard for producers to edit out all the good parts of the fight, and then they had to make the episodes leading up to it make sense, so they re-edited the final episodes to create more drama. They wanted to have a really dramatic season, and they made sure that the final episodes were the best. And the article, which is on Radar Online, continues to say that everything was very manipulated in the editing room the whole season.
Well, then, you know what? That obviously makes me think back. Because with this show, all right, every single final episode has ended with a fight. Think about it, you know? The table flipping, the christening, the last season at the posh fashion show, actually every posh fashion show, single season finale of this show has ended with some big blowout fight. So now it makes you wonder, has everything been, kind of chopped up?
Right. And, you know, Caroline was really heated in that final episode fight.
Yeah, she was.
And that's why I also thought it had something to do with Chris, because I couldn't see Caroline getting that angry over Joe Gorga.
Right.
She was really fired up. For her to like lose it like that, I thought it was something much more personal. And for her brother to have to confront somebody like that is high stakes for her. I can understand that.
Right, right.
But Joe, so yeah, I mean, you don't know what to believe. You don't know what you're looking at, you know?
And
they had the camera all over the floor, and I tried to like look in the background to see if I saw like any like Joe or John, like, you know, if they like forgot to like take them out or whatever, but no, I mean, so who knows who really was fighting? And now we did learn in tonight's episode that Joe is facing charges with
Johnny
John.
The Greek.
Yeah, so.
Well, you guys, like we said, we're going to dig more into the rest of this reunion recap next week, along with the final part two of Real Housewives New Jersey recap. It's also juicy. We'll see you next week, you guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. Be sure to download the show for free. Rate us. Check us out on iTunes and on YouTube. All right,
where can I find you?
Okay. Where can I find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Grant Michael R.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at It's Me, Deanna V. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.